Greetings, Crogtopians. This is your host, Mark Ashby, and we are now at the end of what has been a very challenging year for anybody who's in the performing arts, musicians, actors, comedians, anything like that. It's been quite a journey this year. Let's get rid of it, and hopefully 2021 will bring brighter days and the ability to get back out to shows for some of the bands that we love to talk about on this program. And speaking of that program, this is going to be sort of a 5 from plus, I guess we should say. It's more like a 10 from, although I'll only do 5 full songs from the bands that we're going to talk about, the artists we're going to talk about here. But I am going to do bits of another 5. So yeah, this was actually a pretty decent year musically, and I have to say for my own musical tastes this year, the albums that I gravitated toward were a little lighter than what I may have done in past years. Like, if you look at some of my choices for albums of the year in the past, like last year, Mariana Hollow, which is basically a metal band, alt-prog metal outfit. I've done Terra Maze in past years. This year, most of the albums that I picked from and the songs that I gravitated to were lighter. Is that because I was more contemplative, having to spend time indoors more around the music? Could be. I don't know. But that's not to say that every single choice in this list is that way. But I am going to go through, after I get through these 5, we'll call them sort of honorable mentions in no particular order, other than alphabetical by band name, I will get to my top 5 and give some reasons for those. So first off, I'll play like a minute of a song from each of these albums. These are my 6 through 10. I haven't really put them into any sort of order because, boy, I got to tell you, this was really close this year. Usually I have a pretty clear idea from the get-go whether an album's going to be on my year-end list, but there were a lot of late entries this time that kind of bumped some of the other ones down or shuffled things around or made me have to think at least. And a couple of them did make it in here. So here we go. I will start with the honorable mentions. The first two of these just happens to be that they work out alphabetically, but they're also live albums, and they're also live albums from the same festival, not the same year, but from the Progstock Festival. So I'm going to play a little bit from Circuline's live album, Circulive New View, and they covered a song by Sound of Contact called Pale Blue Dot, which is my favorite song from my favorite album of the millennium so far, Sound of Contact's Dimensionaut, and they did a great job with it. So here's a little bit of Pale Blue Dot by Circuline from New View. Other band that gets an honorable mention from me this year that did a live album from Progstock is the Siberium. And they have an album out called Forging Nations Live. That is also from Progstock. Circuline's was from 2017. Siberium's was from last year's installment, 2019. So here's a little bit from the Siberium, Forging Nations Live. Thank you. next alphabetically comes a band that I've had on the five from earlier this year, and they had an album come out earlier in the year. I believe it was April that this one came out, sometime in the spring. It was one of my first quarantine albums that I really got into. This is Glass Hammer. They had an album called Dreaming City. Probably the heaviest I will get on this top 10 list comes from the very appropriately named album from the band Haken this year. I don't believe it was inspired by COVID, but the album is called Virus. And the last of the five honorable mentions I will give to the keyboardist from Marillion and one of his side projects that he has started up called Marathon.
Yet the prophets of the woods were seeping through the studio floor. I doubt that we'll be sipping my ties anymore. Because we are listening. Because we have dreams, we've always been driven to search the extremes. We try it with lasers, a gamma ray burst, a desperate yearning, unquenchable thirst. Is anyone out there? Are we all alone? A bright ball of blue in the great unknown. A cosmic experiment, just here till we're gone, leaving nothing but shadows where our light has shone.
All right, so now that brings us to the real five from my top five albums of 2020. And the first one I'm going to go with was one of these late entries that I was referring to. And it actually contains what I consider my favorite song of the year. And it's the first song on this album. It's just so evocative and it just really encapsulates the mood of 2020 to me. But the whole album is very contemplative and powerful, really, in its soft-spokenness. It doesn't hit you over the head. And given the fact that these two guys are also in a band called Redemption, which you might know about, that might be a little surprising. But I'm referring to the album Satellites by Silent Skies, which is Tom Englund and Vikram Shankar. And Vikram has been on the show before with his other project, Lux Terminus. That was a couple of years ago. And Tom Englund should be familiar to everybody. Not only is he now with Redemption, he's the main force behind Evergrey, the singer for Evergrey, and a constant presence at the Prague Power Festivals in Atlanta. And if you like your Prague, very piano-based, keyboard-based strings, plenty of that in there. There's even a cover of a Eurythmics song, Here Comes the Rain Again. But for me, the opening track from Satellites is the one you really want to listen to. They started off the album just so great. It's a song called Horizons.
Thank you. If I knew it was easy, would have carried on longer. If you showed me my dreaming was never hopeless, then I would have walked so much further, right by the shadow of you. Would have been no resistance, as I knew I was clinging on to truth.
Moving on to number four, this is a name, one of two names that gets into the top five that should be very familiar to most, if not all, prog rock fans, whether you listen to their work or not. And that is the madcap keyboardist himself. That would be Rick Wakeman. His most recent album, Red Planet, which is based on the all the song titles are from areas of the planet Mars, as you can probably guess from that. It's one of his best albums, certainly in recent years, but of his entire oeuvre. I mean, this actually might be my favorite Rick Wakeman album, period. And it's got a lot of great tracks on it, but I think the one that I want to highlight here is the next to last track, and it's just because I've always been fascinated with this area of the planet Earth, because it's so desolate and forbidding, and he really captured that essence for this region on Mars as well. So from Rick Wakeman's Red Planet, which is number four in the five from, this is South Pole.
Thank you.
For number three, I am not going with a person who is a prog god in themselves, but he is the son of a prog god. Pop god, just a general musical god, if you want to go with that. So you might be figuring out that I am talking about Simon Collins. Simon Collins was a member of Sound of Contact, which I've already mentioned, put out their only album is my favorite album of the 2000 anythings so far, Dimensionaut. But he has done some solo works, and he put one out in September of this year. It's called Becoming Human. And the title track of Becoming Human is probably my favorite song on the album, but very close to that is a song that I'm going to highlight here, just because Becoming Human, you can find, there's an official video for it out there on YouTube. The song called 40 Years really is a perfect song for somebody like me, who I'm a little older than 40 years. I'm still in my 40s. But the lyrics of it are just one of those, like, I'm reflecting on my life right now, and I know that I've learned a lot, but I still have a lot to learn. And in the words of a very famous musical that's been popular the last several years, it's basically, I'm not throwing away my shot kind of a feeling to this song. And I really like the lyrics behind it. Even if it's, you know, this album is prog in the lighter sense. It's very synth-based. That's one thing that I was surprised about. There was a lot more synths on this album than I thought. But Simon really is following in his dad's footsteps while carving his own sound out. And I think 40 Years, the track, is a really good example of that. So listen to the lyrics and see if you hear any of yourself in this. From Simon Collins, Becoming Human.
Don't know why or how I still survive 40 years of shame and torment. Don't know when I'll stop and say goodbye. That's what 40 years has taught me. Been given this one life. It's a gift that I'm still breathing. I feel the fire deep inside. I know it's time I start believing. A revelation blows my mind. Now I can't see that I was blind. A revolution sparks the light, illuminating answers. The transformation. The world or trust myself. 40 years can bruise and break you. Been given this one life. It's a gift that I'm still breathing. I feel the fire deep inside. I know it's time I start believing.
Transforming.
Okay, one more. Prog God makes it into my top five. This is an album that has gotten on a lot of year-end best lists, and in some cases, as with the Prog Magazine Reader's Poll, I believe, it was number one. For me, it's number two, just because there's one that's just slightly better, and I'll get to that one, too. But I think I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge the fact that the work of, I hate to call him former Marillion frontman because he's had such a solo career on his own. I'm talking about Mr. Derek Dick, a.k.a. Fish, and his most recent album, which is supposedly his swan song, Weltschmerz, which is a wonderful German word that I think sums up how we might all feel about this year, or generally how you feel about getting older in general. This probably is Fish's best solo album. And I don't say that lightly because Sunsets on Empire, which Stephen Wilson was a part of, I love that album to death. And then Fish's initial solo album, Vigil in a Wilderness of Mirrors, they're both just classics in the neo-prog canon. But Weltschmerz is a double album, and there really isn't any filler on it, as happens a lot with double albums. So I think the song that I'm going to go with here is not one of the, you know, emotionally full songs that Fish is prone to, even though I like them a lot. I know Garden of Remembrance from this album is getting a lot of airplay. I think I'm going to go with the one that really made me kind of go, yeah, this is the Fish kind of groove that I like to get into. And that is a song, the second song on the album. It's called Man with a Stick.
Old man checks his rearview mirror. Wispy hair, familiar eyes, journeys alone and sure of the exit. Straddling leans, his signals ignored. Deaf to the horns, blind to the anger, stalled in the traffic of a fast moving world. Man with a stick. Man with a stick. Long rod dipping fishing hollows. A short sword sleeves the ranks of weeds. Battle of ash on the edge of a diamond. The kiss of willow before tumbling bills. Rock and roll snails, cheerleader battens. The pencil scratches on an empty page. A pointer wraps on a cloudy. We'll be right back.
on the picket lines, bamboo staffs and shambok switches, cudgels bludgeon in the hearts and minds, clearing the streets of a burning township.
That brings me to my top album pick of 2020. Been a really interesting year, and most of the albums that made this list could easily, I can see them being the number one album for a lot of people. They all are very strong. They all have standout tracks. They all have great musicianship that we've come to expect from our favorite prog artists. But I'm going to go with a bit of a dark horse for my number one pick this year. But ever since I first heard this album this summer, it's really spoken to me. And I wanted to see if on repeated listenings if it would lose any of its power. And I got to tell you, it really didn't. If anything, it gained in my estimation. So my number one pick for 2020... Giants by Days Between Stations. Days Between Stations was on the second year, an episode in the second year of the podcast. And they're not very prolific as far as releasing music, but in a way that's kind of good because when they do release music, it's solid top to bottom. And this album, Giants, it features artwork by Paul Whitehead, who Genesis fans should know. But it's just incredible how they're able to keep your interest throughout an entire, sometimes 16-minute song. Not every band can do that. Sometimes there are like low points and down points, and that's not the case with this album for sure. Billy Sherwood, you folks should know who that is. He's very involved in this album, and it also features the likes of vocalists such as Durga McBroom, Pink Floyd fame there, and Colin Moulding of XTC, who was on previous Days Between Stations album. But yeah, Giants, I got to tell you, folks, if you missed this one, go back and find it, because it's got everything that a prog fan likes. It's got great keyboard work. It's got great bass work. The vocals are just amazing. It's got shorter songs. It's got longer songs. The Colin Moulding song is really kind of like the pop song of the group. But I think I'm going to go with the title track from the album. And it breaks one of my rules for not putting on songs that are longer than 10 minutes. But this track is just, it's too good, and I really want you guys to listen to it. So, congratulations to Days Between Stations on a wonderful album. I know I'm not much, but I'd like to think that this is something that you can maybe hang your hat on. It's an incredible album, Giants by Days Between Stations. Here's the title track.
Standing on the shoulders of giants, we were made to see the world for what it was. Walking in their footsteps, so compliant, we were listening to the words of love and trust.
That's a wrap for 2020. Like I said, it's been a year. Sure has. And as far as COVID-19 goes, my family had its own bout with it here in the month of December. Luckily, our case was mild. We had been taking it seriously, but all it takes is someone around you out in public not to be taking it seriously, and it can hit you. It hit every single member of my four-person family differently. It also got my mother-in-law, who is in her 70s and not in the best health. Luckily, we all pulled through it. So I can speak from personal experience here, folks. You don't want to get this. It's very, very real. And my heart goes out to all the people who have been affected by it and who have lost their lives. And I really hope that now that we have a vaccine, several vaccines, hopefully, that are getting out to people, that we can get back to normal and get back out to the concerts and just start seeing each other again. Because this has been a tough year to get through without being able to go to any live shows. So I hope that this list has given you some things to listen to. If you've got your own choices for what you would have included on this list instead, you can always contact us through our Facebook page. You can go to our website, progtopia.com. You want to listen to some of the past episodes, the interview episodes from years past, or some of the five from episodes from this year. We got it all at progtopia.com. So, Progtopians, I wish you the best for a prosperous and hopefully music-filled, live music-filled 2021. We'll get back to it. And look for some more Progtopia goodness in the year to come. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in a land called Progtopia. Here's a little more from Rick Wakeman.